Continuing high school basketball coverage. Indianola boys lead 34-32 over Newton. Going back to the girls contest. Joined by head girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, had a big lead. Newton goes on a 14-0 run to make it close again at the end of the third. But then Indianola scores 21 fourth quarter points to come away with the victory.
Yeah, big fourth quarter for our girls for sure. Got some big bench minutes from a couple of our athletes and got a spark a couple different times when we needed it. But yeah, it's always tough playing Newton, and I'm very fortunate and very proud of our girls for coming out here with the victory tonight.
We'll go back to one of the bench players that made a massive impact tonight, but I definitely wanted to talk a little bit about the offensive efficiency in that first half. It felt like Indianola had their eyes up the court, and that was what was getting them a lot of easy buckets.
Yeah, you know, we forced a lot of tough twos, and our girls have really committed to going to get the rebound, especially when we're fresh and getting it with two hands and then having our eyes up. We've turned the ball over too much in transition, but our mindset and our philosophies have shifted a little bit, and the girls are seeing that. And, you know, I feel really good about our team when we got Dana Blake running the floor, when we had Maddie Grover running the floor, and Sam Grip running the floor in those situations. So, again, like you said, I'm looking forward to watching some of that offense efficiency the first half.
In the third quarter, you go on a Newton scores first. Indianola then answers with a 6-0 run to go up by 14, 30-16, and it kind of felt like you were in full control. And then the mistakes started to happen. And not just, I think, you know, sometimes the other team gets hot. It was not finding the correct person on defense, allowing wide open layups. It was turning the ball over on offense. And just a lot of fixable things for Indianola, but things you still don't want to see.
Absolutely. You know, the girls are so great at reflecting after the game, and I always let them speak first. And one of the points that was made was last night we had a tremendous second half, and this tonight we had a much better first half. And so to be able to merge those two things together is key. To be able to keep getting in better shape, to be able to keep slowing down. Our girls are in such a big hurry, and quite honestly, when Newton was making that run, that's poor coaching on my end to not mix things up. To continue to run man, to continue to give up those wide open layups and drives to the bucket and inside out threes, there should have been an adjustment on our end. And we admitted that to the girls, and the girls know, and they're buying into playing more man than what we plan to this year. And we'll keep cleaning things up for sure, but enjoying this two-day weekend after this for sure.
Two performances I wanted to highlight. Back-to-back nights from Zoe Belt being a sharpshooter at the free throw line. She was 6 of 7 tonight and had a big part of closing out that game in the fourth quarter. And Hadley Erickson, 8 points off the bench and the biggest three of the night. She was our player of the game.
Yeah, I love that. You know, Hadley is such a competitor. She's such a great athlete. And, it's been slow coming a little bit for her, for sure, as she continues to find her basketball legs. But she is so smart when she's out on the court. She is somebody that sees the next play. And she's not afraid to mix it up and to use that speed on both ends of the floor. So, again, big minutes out of her tonight. Abby Kluver with a great night as well off the bench. And, you know, it was Sam Grip and Hadley and Leah last night. And tonight it was more Hadley and Sam. And so, again, to be able to trust those girls off the bench is huge for us.
I know that Maddie Grover is going to be a featured part of the offense, but when the other athletes are able to find her easy buckets, how big is that where you're not having to fight for every single point? You can just get those easy ones when you're on the floor.
Yeah, you know, to look at her track stats, to see what she does on the volleyball court, it's truly truly amazing. And so we want to make sure to put her in situations where she can be the most successful. And that includes getting more work with our great posts, with our great coaches, but especially with Morgan Hackett and Will Naylor. Getting more reps. How do we finish off 2 feet? How do we finish through contract? Her motor's been fantastic this year, and she's earning all the points that she's scoring, all the rebounds she's getting. And then again, quite honestly, probably our most consistent player with Dana Blake as well, mixing in those similar situations. So, Maddie's off to a great start, and I'm eager to see her continue to grow in the weeks ahead.
I think the fearlessness was a bit of a change. Again, I didn't get a chance to watch the team on Thursday, and, you know, it's easy to say just don't be fearless against a team like Waukee, but I felt like they were being aggressive and not intimidated going to the rim tonight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last night was one of the oddest games I've ever seen, with 64 free throws shot, 53 fouls. But the way that our girls responded, being down four at halftime last night to then win by 21, and then coupled with, you know, we could have withered. All the momentum tonight was on Newton's side when they tied it up 30-30. But for our girls to keep making plays, trust in the process, trust in their teammates. Again, we've had some fairly balanced scoring, and it doesn't have to be one girl all the time. And to mix that up has been huge for us these last 24 hours. And again, really proud of our girls.
Get a bit of a chance to get your legs underneath you. I believe it's till next Thursday when you play again, and that one's on the road at Ames. But how do you want to spend this next week of practice getting ready for another next week of back-to-backs?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of conditioning on Monday and Tuesday. I think, again, our girls deserve the break. You know, everybody's dealing with illnesses at this time of the year and all that stuff. And so for us to hopefully come back on Monday healthy, for us to be able to get up and down quite a bit on Monday and Tuesday, two really good teams. I've only dug in the film a little bit on both, but you know, we're going to be eager to compete and get up and down. And last night and tonight, both JV and varsity learned a lot about ourselves, and so we're eager to again get back to work on Monday.
Final thoughts on the 53-42 win and starting 1-0 in Little Hawkeye Conference play?
It's never an easy game against Newton, and again, we faced a lot of adversity, but how our girls played the last quarter and a half, I'm ridiculously proud and excited for the rest of our December.
Thank you very much for joining us again, Indianola head girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen. We'll have more after this on KNIA